the most famous writer in English in the world, William Shakespeare, has a unique position in global literature. The worldwide reputation of the Bard of Avon came from a number of plays written more than four centuries ago and performed in a small London theatre. And yet, his contemporary, the playwright Ben Jonson, made one of the most accurate predictions of all time when he said that Shakespeare was not of an age, but for all time. We have very little information about this master of English, with just a few official documents and not even a single manuscript written in his hand. He never even spelt his own name as William Shakespeare. He left no diaries and no direct descendants, as he had no great-grandchildren. Shakespeare was born in Stratford-upon-Avon in 1564. He married at 18. His wife, Anne Hathaway, aged 26, was already pregnant. The couple had three children, and then our information dries up for 8 years. These are Shakespeare's so-called lost years. We then find the writer in London, where he spends the next 20 years devoting his life to his art, writing more than 1 million words of poetic drama of the highest quality. Shakespeare wrote a total of 39 plays, 154 sonnets, and 3 narrative poems. Critics have divided the plays into tragedies, comedies, and tragicomedies, or romances. The titles are famous all over the world and include Hamlet, Romeo and Juliet, Othello, King Lear, Macbeth, A Midsummer Night's Dream, and The Merchant of Venice. He was a writer of great intellectual rapidity, perceptiveness, and poetic power. Shakespeare's works are the second most quoted after the Bible. He is the author of 10% of the most quoted lines in English. His line, "to be or not to be," is the most famous phrase in world literature. The most influential writer in the English language, he introduced more than 1,700 original words, such as lonely, frugal, and dwindle, into English. 80 of his phrases, such as breaking the ice and heart of gold, are still in current use. His work has influenced not just the world's literature, but also art, music, and even psychiatry. At the age of 49, Shakespeare retired to Stratford-upon-Avon. He died just 3 years later. He is England's national playwright, but we know almost nothing of his character. Ben Jonson, the greatest of his contemporaries, called him Sweet Swan of Avon, and said that his personality was in his poetry, that the style was the man. Jonson knew that he was in the presence of genius. Shakespeare was the soul of the age, the applause, delight, the wonder of our stage. Wonderful words for the greatest writer in the English language.